And this, I have to say, is it is heartbreakingly gorgeous. Okay. A song that you do, you did it with Randy Travis. Okay, who is one of my all-time favorite country music singers. I just love him. My mother loved him. My aunts loved him. Everybody loved Randy Travis, right? He's like one of those guys who, like, when he came on TV, people would yell in the other parts of the room, Randy Travis is on TV, and we'd all run to come see, yeah, you know? Sure. And but you and he did a song together that's called You Didn't Have a Good Time. And let's just listen to it, if you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Hand was wrapped around a bottle, your arm wrapped around her waist. You were running at full throttle, big smile across your face. You were the life of the party, but it was only in I hate to be the one to tell you, you didn't have a good time. Well, I bet you don't remember kneeling in that bathroom stall, praying for salvation and cursing alcohol. And you went right back to drinking like everything was fine. Well, let's be honest with each other, you didn't have a good time. So take a good hard look in the mirror and drink that image down. I'm the truth that you can't run. Conscience you can't drown, and the happiness you want so bad, you ain't gonna find until you start believing you didn't have a good time. When you woke up this morning, guess you just assumed that you got something out of the empty bottles in this room. There ain't an angel that can save you when you're listening to the wine, and the demons, they won't tell you you didn't have a good time. So take a good hard look in the mirror and drink that image down. I'm the truth that you can't run from. I'm the conscience you can't drown. And the happiness you want so bad, you ain't gonna find till you start believing you didn't have a good time. Somebody had to tell you you didn't have a good time.
You hear in that song how his voice has changed over the years. And I'm telling you, it's because his voice is the voice of an older person, a more experienced singer, that helps sell that song, too. I mean, you're a wonderful singer, but you probably can't sing that song like he can sing that song.
No, indeed not. Are you kidding? That's the voice right there. That's the voice.
But and then also, obviously, it's troubling because Randy Travis has had some personal troubles lately, and I worry about him, as I'm sure the rest of the country does, and stuff. And so then you sort of wonder, you know, you just hope that, you know, he's back, you know, doing the things that he loves doing soon.
That's right.
But, you know, tell me about how you came up with this song. I mean, I know I can identify it with it. Randy Travis can identify with it. But you want to talk at all about where that song came from?
Yeah, I don't mind at all. I've told this story before. I mean, the occasion of writing this song is so much less inspiring than the things we have said so far. But I was living with a fella in Nashville named Chris, and we had gone out the night before, and we were on our way to a co-write together with our friend Jason. And in our evening the night before, he was the designated driver. I wasn't, so I was enjoying myself. And I was certainly overserved that night. And we were on our way to Jason's house, and I was like, you know, probably throwing down the Gatorades really fast. And he was like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, I was like, dude, don't tell me anything. I had a good time last night. And he said, you didn't have a good time. He goes, I was there. You might think you had a good time. And it really made me mad. You know, it really got under my skin. And so we showed up at Jason's house and you know, we were writing together a bunch of times already, and we were friends, and Jason immediately could tell something was wrong. And he's like, what's the matter with nothing? You know, and Chris is like, I told him something. He don't like to hear it. Jason's like, what'd you tell him? You know, and I mean, classic songwriter. He's on it. He sees that there's something going on here. And Chris told him, I told him you didn't have a good time. And Jason just zeroed right in on that title. And it probably took me it took me till lunch probably to come around to really cooperating, but they were going to have this song whether I was going to do it with them cooperatively or not. And I'm so glad that they held my feet to the fire. We wrote it in that direction, in the voice of the conscience from the very beginning. And that was the truth of why I didn't like hearing it, because Chris was and remains a dear friend, and he was being honest.
He called it,
and it's not something that we like to hear.
You say I was overserved, that totally takes the responsibility off of you and puts it onto some poor cocktail waitress,
I'm still practicing my evasion. Right, I'm still not owning up to that night, but we got a good song.
We'll be meeting with your attorneys later. But I just love that line. So take a good hard look in the mirror and drink that image down. I'm truth that you can't run from. I'm the conscience you can't drown. And the happiness you want so bad, you ain't gonna find until you start believing you didn't have a good time. That's just brilliant.
I got great co-writers.
Yeah.
I got great co-writers. That's all I can say.
So take a good hard look in the mirror and drink that image down. I'm the truth that you can't run from. I'm the conscience you can't drown. And the happiness you want so bad, you ain't gonna find. Start believing you didn't have a good time. Somebody had to tell you you didn't have a good time.